You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big day for some players on the Commanders. Some, not all. Final preseason game, minutes away from kicking off in Landover. Revenge game potentially for the Baltimore Ravens. The last time these two teams squared off, the Commanders were the ones that ended their 24-game win streak in the preseason. I bet they're heated about that. You know, Baltimore cared about winning in the preseason more than literally anyone ever. A lot of Commanders not playing. There will be some spots, I think, that are still up for grabs, potentially, maybe. It's been kind of weird this offseason. Maybe this is what good teams go through every year. We don't exactly have a preseason darling. I mean, other than Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, but we know he's making the team. Like, remember a couple of years ago, everybody was so hell-bent on Andre Jones making the team. We flipped out, oh, it's Andre Jones or KJ Henry, then both of them made it. Everybody knows Rocket Ross back in the day. There really isn't anybody there. Like, Ja'Cory Brooks might kind of be that, but we also kind of know that he's making the team, or I'm expecting him to make the team if they keep six receivers. I can't imagine that they would go for one of the veterans who is not going to play special teams over a guy that is going to play special teams. You never know. Cutdown day coming up on Tuesday. It is D-Day in D.C. Denton Day with you. Got the Mighty Ben Strober on the ones and twos. The phone line 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're going to be kind of blending things today. You know, doing a little bit of watch along with this football game. Anything important that happens, we will keep you updated of. We'll talk some actual, like, Commander stuff as well. Nats got a big win last night. They're really good with Dylan Cruz. 27-26 when Dylan Cruz is in the lineup. They're way worse without Dylan Cruz. They're hot. Beat the Phillies last night. So we'll give the Nats a little bit of love over the course of the next 3 hours here as well. Some guys that I'm interested, though, in today and for the Commanders. So there are 33 players that are not playing. So you can say just very easily, all right, those are 33 spots that are definitively locked in for the regular season. And that doesn't mean there are 23 or 20 spots open to fill out the 53. You have to play bodies today. Like, you just don't have enough guys to not dress certain people. But there are 33 players that are not playing. Mariota, Quan Martin, Von Miller, Austin Ekeler, Jonathan Jones, Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. So He is confirmed. He is making this roster. If you're not playing today, you are confirmed making the roster. We knew that with the trade of Brian Robinson, but it is nice to have this now in writing. Corey Kroski-Merritt, Percy Butler not playing. That one was like a slight surprise. I know there's been some people that are kind of iffy on Percy Butler. He got recognized today by the NFL for great community service and great community activism. So congratulations to Percy Butler. He's not playing. Jeremy Reeves is not playing. Revo has had a really good preseason. Like, good to the point where he might get some nickel packages, maybe some dime packages. I don't know that the Will Harris is fully solidified in the role that Jeremy Chinn was playing last year, so that you might see some rotation between Jeremy Reeves and Will Harris. I would still think that Will Harris starts week one in that spot, but Revo, he's really played well and had a really good camp. With a little bit more on his plate. He's always been a special teams guy here, but with a little bit more on his plate, I think he has handled it really, really well. He is not going to go today. No Javon Kinlaw, no Bobby Wagner. We haven't seen Bobby at all in the preseason. That was to be expected. Jacob Martin not playing. So that spot solidified. I thought he had a couple of really good rushes against Cincinnati. Is that a good camp? Jacob Martin, his spot is solidified.
I'm psyched because I was kind of high on him when they picked him up from Chicago. And we did a Burgundy and Bold segment with Linnell on one of his shows months back, and he said, what's a bold prediction? I said that Jacob Martin would have 6 sacks this year, and he said, if he makes the team, maybe. I could see
He's
making the team.
Yeah, if you're not playing today,
my
expectation is that you are making the team. By the way, speaking of bold predictions, I got 5 hot takes. I'm going to run them past Ben at, what's today? At 1 p.m. I got 5 hot takes for Ben at 1 p.m., and then you get to weigh in on the phone line. So be on the line for that, 800-636-1067. We'll do that in an hour. Hot takes for the 2025 season. Jacob Martin not playing. Nick Ballore not playing. Special team savant. That guy was a missile on kick returns and punt returns. No Biotish, Allegretti, Wiley, Connerly, Coleman, Cosme, Laramie Tunsil. All of that is to be expected. All of those guys going to make the roster in some shape or form. I say some shape or form because my guess is that they're going to start Sam Cosme on either PUP or IR just to open up a spot for somebody else unless they think he's going to play early. Yeah, Dan Quinn opened that can of worms when he was asked a question and kind of alluded to, like, yeah, Cosme could be ready to go for week one. I would not anticipate that he's going to play week one, but if they think he can play in the first 6 weeks, they're just going to give him a roster spot and put him on, you know, the injury list every single week. So that'll be interesting to see what they do with him. My guess is, though, that they start him on either PUP or injured reserve, and then bring him off later when he is going to be good to go. No Jalen Lane today. I'm excited about that. I thought he's played really well against Cincinnati. And in a group of wide receivers in the absence of Terry and Noah Brown, where there hasn't been a ton of separation because Debo is clearly like the top guy with no Terry and Noah Brown, Jalen Lane I thought has played really, really well and practiced really well over the past 2 weeks. So he's separated himself a little bit. No Brown's not going to go. Zach Ertz isn't going to go. No John Bates. No Dietrich Wise. No Dorrance Armstrong. No Daron Payne. I said Mikey Sanders still already. Mikey Sanders still is not going to go. No Debo, Marshawn, Will Harris, Luvu, Jaden, Terry. Those ones should be obvious. But what that does mean is that Chris Rodriguez is going today. What that does mean is that Luke McCaffrey is going today. Jordan McGee is going today. So there are some guys. Johnny Newton is going today. Again, some of that is because you just have to put bodies on the field. It's like we're not going to look too deep into why some of these guys are going and why others are not. But Jalen Lane not going and Luke McCaffrey going is a sign to Luke, we would like to see a little bit more from you. I do not believe that Luke is in any danger of getting cut. They need 6 wide receivers, and I think they like him enough to keep him. But they want to see a little bit more from him. He has not had the best training camp in the world. He hasn't had the best preseason in the world. At the beginning of the year, it's so funny how these narratives change throughout the course of the season. At the beginning of the year in rookie minicamp, we are raving about how good he looked. He's there with Jaden Daniels. He's getting up early with Jaden Daniels. They're using him dynamically. Wow, Luke McCaffrey looks so good. Then everybody else came, and we still heard high praise about Luke. But everybody else came and you see, all right, there's a big difference between like Terry and Luke. But in the regular season at the beginning, for like the first 6 weeks, oh my God, look how open Luke McCaffrey is. Jaden just isn't looking his way. Oh, Luke's separation is crazy. Like, look how good he is. And then after those 6 weeks, they just like stopped playing him. and they stopped playing him. Now, he would get in for like 10 to 12 snaps, but he really wasn't in the game a lot. This is an opportunity for him today, going up against twos and threes for Baltimore with either Josh Johnson or Sam Hartman playing quarterback. Hopefully more Josh Johnson. Sam Hartman's a great dude, man. He's friends with Jane Daniels. He's hot as hell. The quarterback thing is just, if I don't know if it's his shoulder or if you're just seeing he has hit the ceiling of being a good college quarterback versus what it's like to be a quarterback in the NFL. Not a lot of zip on the ball. When he throws it, it feels like sometimes he's reading things a little bit slower in terms of his progressions. I would like to see maybe a little bit more Josh Johnson today. Maybe they keep Sam around just because of morale. I don't know. This organization doesn't strike me as a morale-based team anymore. I think we are done with the day of like Disney Channel-level morale that we had with Ron Rivera, where he's just trying to make a good up-and-coming story out of everything. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn don't seem to operate that way. So we'll see who ends up getting a majority of the reps at quarterback. Mariota's obviously going to be the backup to Jane Daniels, but Luke has an opportunity today to get some good quality tape with either Hartman or Josh Johnson. And the same thing goes for one Ben Sinnott. Ben Sinnott is, they're going to keep four tight ends more likely than not, but if they decide to only keep three tight ends, you're going to have to make a decision between Yankoff and Sinnott. Ertz is staying, Bates is staying. We love John Bates, hell of a run blocker. Hell of a run blocker. We love those two guys. It's going to be between Yankoff, who's one of my favorite last names because I'm immature, and then Ben Sinnott. Sinnott has also not had the greatest preseason and offseason in the world. It's these guys that were drafted last year by Adam Peters based off of RAS score and athleticism. Remember when all we cared about was the RAS score? We wanted to see a variety of these things. Well, you're seeing them now in preseason games. And, well, actually, you're kind of not seeing them. Like, I know they're on the field. I have seen film of Luke McCaffrey on the field, but I don't really recall seeing him much during games. Same thing goes for Ben Sinnott. I have seen him on the field, but when it comes to, like, the end of plays, you're not really seeing him much because he's not a part of these plays.
Did you see the All-22 for Luke yet?
I saw the one play. Where
he just ran down the sideline?
Was that the... No, I saw the Jaden touchdown.
Oh, okay.
Where Luke McCaffrey got open, but he got open because Jaden had crossed the line of scrimmage, and the safety was like, we're done with this. We're going to go try and tackle Jaden. And, of course, they did not tackle Jaden. One thing I do want to point out, I want to give a... Can we give a slight either poetry snap or golf clap in the studio? Just a
I already
one.
Know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
No yellow ad for Carter on the score bug. Monday Night Football, we didn't have to deal with this. That first preseason game against New England, the biggest takeaway from the game was nothing that happened on the field. It was who was the idiot that put the yellow logo on the ticker that made it look like every single play was called back with a flag. Travion Henderson takes that kickoff back for a touchdown, and I'm thinking, oh, it's coming back. There's a holding. No, that was just Carter and their promotion. The adults in the room, the smart people, have said, we're not going to make it yellow. We can have as effective marketing with just white on the background. So we still get the Carter logo on the score bug, but it is white, not yellow. So congratulations to Carter. That's good quality PR. I don't know who was the one that kind of put the stick on the table, if you will, and said, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to make the adjustments. The fans have called out. We have responded. That's great PR for Carter. I think they did a very nice job. We're about 5 minutes into this game. We are scoreless, but Baltimore is marching down the field. Ben, I think that's Cooper Rush playing quarterback for Baltimore. I think he's number 15.
It is indeed.
On that roster. It's either Rush, and we'll see Devin Leary today as well. If you're a college guy, Devin Leary played college ball at NC State. Speaking of college football, it is week zero today. Your boy is very pumped up for some week zero. We got a ranked matchup between Kansas State and Iowa State. I'm on Iowa State covering the 3 in that one. Kansas State a 3-point favorite. That one's in Ireland. We're about 3 minutes into that one. Iowa State has a second and goal at the Kansas State 8. So I'm feeling pretty good about that one. We'll keep you posted for this preseason game with Washington and Baltimore. This is not going to be like a Burgundy and Gold game day live situation because if we're being honest with ourselves, as fun as it is to watch some guys that we like, this game is pointless It doesn't mean anything. And by the third quarter, it's going to be a lot of guys that are never going to sniff the field for Washington. Like, at the very least right now, you have some guys that will play. That's alarming because Baltimore is running the ball down the throat of Washington's defense right now. Jordan McGee is playing. Haven't seen him a ton this offseason, just battling nagging injuries. He is playing. He's a fast, fast player, man. But the defense is not looking exceptional at the moment. We'll come back, give you an update on this game. I have a feeling that Baltimore is going to be either in the end zone, Ben, or close to the end zone by the time we get back. Plus, we got to talk about the big move that was made yesterday and why Adam Peters is doing things the right way by getting Brian Robinson out of here. It's D-Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not going to overreact. I promise. The defense, however, sucked on that first drive for Washington. It's D-Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. We got our eye on this Washington-Baltimore final preseason game. It's 7-0 after the first drive for Baltimore. They put together a 14-play drive. 70 yards, took up nearly 10 minutes, 8 minutes and 24 seconds, and marched it right down the throat of the Commanders' defense to take a 7-0 lead. It looked like to me, Ben, from where I sit, Jalen Holmes had an opportunity to stop the Baltimore running back on the touchdown. I believe it was D'Ernest Johnson. And he just whiffed. He just missed.
You know, for a good amount of guys that actually will play and contribute defensively this year, that's not a very good look defensively. Not going to overreact, as you said, but you do have Jordan McGee out there.
Ones.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan McGee was out there, and he was seemingly almost in on every play. But The D-line looks just okay to me. The linebackers weren't filling amazingly.
It looked like McGee on several of the run plays. By the way, it's Rasheen Ali that scored, not D'Ernest Johnson. The Baltimore Ravens had 61 yards of rushing on that drive. McGee was kind of in like the Dominique Hampton spot where he was either guessing the wrong gap or like a step and a half slow of where he needed to be. And as you mentioned, Jalen Holmes, who played at the end of last year sometime for Washington, he was in the game. You also had Johnny Newton in the game at various points on that drive, and there was a whole lot of nothing. So we're going to see the Commanders' offense now. It's Sam Hartman starting the game off at quarterback. Chris Rodriguez in the backfield. He takes it 10 yards on the first carry. The fact that Chris Rodriguez is playing, so I've been trying to figure out what the mindset is going to be for Washington after they traded Brian Robinson. And trading Brian Robinson was very much the right move for this offense and for Adam Peters. If you don't love the guy, you might as well see if someone will give you something for the guy. They clearly did not love Brian Robinson. They wanted to go a different direction, so they decided to move on from him. The only thing that honestly makes me a little upset is that I think if they were going to move on from Brian Robinson, they should have really pushed to move on from him earlier. There was a report from J.P. Finley. I can't remember if it was February or early March, but there was a report way back in the wintertime about, I don't know that Brian Robinson is going to be on the team in 2025. I wouldn't be sold that Brian Robinson is on the team in 2025. That was from months ago. So these rumblings were not new. I know it happened very fast from where it kind of became a high point of our attention when Jordan Schultz tweeted it. I think it was either Saturday or Sunday, and then Brian Robinson didn't play on Monday in Cincinnati, and now he's gone by yesterday. So we knew that they were going to shop Brian Robinson or potentially move on from him. I would just wish they did it earlier, because what ended up happening was you kept him for multiple weeks of training camp, and then reps that could have gone to either Chris Rodriguez, who, I mean, he is running the ball down the throat of this Baltimore defense right now, but reps that could have gone to Chris Rodriguez or Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt went to Brian Robinson instead. And I tweeted this yesterday, Ben, and the Team 980 put out a video of me saying this yesterday when I was sitting in for Kevin Sheehan, and there was a lot of people that filled up my mentions saying, well, they needed to see what they had in Rodriguez and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt before they wanted to make that move. No, they didn't. You knew that you didn't want to have Brian Robinson on the roster in 2025. It's his style of play that you were not thrilled with. The way that he utilized vision, or in some instances, the way that he did not utilize his vision, rubbed you the wrong way enough to go, we don't need this player on our roster in 2025. You didn't really need to see what Chris Rodriguez was looking like or what Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was looking like. You just knew that you didn't want eight on the roster. So I wish that they got rid of him earlier. I'm thrilled, though, that Adam Peters got a sixth-rounder in return for him. I didn't think he was going to get a sixth-rounder in return for Brian Robinson. I thought B-Rob was going to get cut.
I kind of think maybe they underestimated how much they would like Chris Rodriguez, though, because from what we've seen, his offseason clearly was the difference for why he might get the nod as the tailback to start on week one, just because I think they said his top speed over 20 miles per hour. He's hit that mark a lot more this past training camp than he ever did early on in his career. And you can tell maybe there was something about him last year that they didn't necessarily love, because even though he got his opportunities and he ran pretty well against New York, he ran well against Atlanta, you know, they still elected to have him inactive during the postseason in favor of Brian Robinson. Maybe it was an issue in pass protection or something else, but I feel like now they've started to hit these marks that they want with Chris Rodriguez, and that's why they're a little more confident in him right now than they were.
It always felt like to me last year towards the end of the year, by the way, Luke McCaffrey getting a catch. It always felt like towards the end of the year they were still holding out hope for Brian Robinson, and then it just never amounted. You know, his season last year was really strange because he had games in the early portion of the year that were productive and where he played really well. You know, that Tennessee game in particular is one that comes to mind. He ran well against Tennessee. 103 yards on 16 carries and a touchdown. That was kind of after, you know, he came back from that injury. He had a great game against New York in the opening portion of the season as well for 133 yards. It always felt like to me, though, that they were holding out hope that Brian Robinson was going to put it together. And then when he never did, they made the decision of, all right, we are going to move in a different direction. Because even if you look at that Tennessee game, 16 carries for 103 yards. Well, in that game, Chris Rodriguez had 13 carries for 94 yards. and a touchdown. So he kind of went step for step with Brian Robinson with less carries. He averaged more yards per touch in that game against Tennessee. And that game against Tennessee was Brian Robinson's final, like, really, really good game here in Washington. Now, he did play okay against Detroit, 77 yards for two touchdowns. I remember I'm sitting there at Honor Brewery, which, by the way, you'll be able to catch us at Honor Brewery quite often with a pregame show this year for the Commanders. But I remember Linnell and I were sitting there as we're watching the game, and we looked at each other when Brian Robinson scored a touchdown early thinking, uh-oh, is our guy back? Because we knew that he had it, but when they made the decision of whatever he has is not what we need, I just wish they got rid of him earlier. I think they could have gotten a 2025 pick for him instead of a 2026 pick for him. B-Rob was good here for the time that he was good here. But I applaud Adam Peters for deciding this is not going to be our guy moving forward, so we are going to separate from him. If we don't believe that he is going to be productive for us and we think that guys can be productive for us in other capacities, like a Chris Rodriguez or a Jacory Crosky Merritt, I wish they just got rid of him earlier and started giving those reps to the guys that they anticipate are going to be more productive in 2025. They are not going to take the approach of a definitive running back one, I don't think, until Jacory Crosky Merritt potentially earns it. They're taking the running back by committee approach. You know, there was much made of running back success in 2024 with Saquon, with Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson. Well, Washington knows they don't have that guy. Brian Robinson was never going to be that guy. Crosky Merritt was never going to be that guy. So if you don't have that legitimate game changer running back, you might as well just go by the running back by committee approach and then see what happens. Another approach that this team needs to take, they got to find a kicker because the current kicker is not very good. Washington put together a pretty decent drive. Sam Hartman, 4 of 5, only 11 yards. He wasn't exactly chucking the ball down the field. They put together a pretty impressive drive. Chris Rodriguez, 5 carries, 34 yards, all to be nullified because Matt Gay missed a field goal. How long was that field goal? Long enough to make. It was 53 yards. If you're in the NFL and you can't consistently hit a 53-yarder, guess what? You're not going to be in the NFL that much longer. So Washington comes up empty. Man, they were putting together a drive. Chris Rodriguez was playing well. Just hand the ball to Chris Rodriguez every time. He averaged 6.8 yards per touch on that drive. They did spread the ball around, but like Luke McCaffrey has 2 catches for a total of 0 yards. He had 1 2-yard catch. He had 1 negative 2-yard catch. KJ Osborne had 1 catch for 6 yards. Chris Moore had 1 catch for 5 yards. Jacory Brooks was thrown to once on that drive. Eesh. All for nothing. We'll continue to keep you updated on this game. Also, if you're a college football fan, it is scoreless in the Ireland game between Kansas State and Iowa State. A lot of fumbles. It's like classic Irish weather. I'm 25% Irish. I can speak about my homeland. I've never been there, but I can speak about my homeland. It is dirty. It is rainy. It is gray. It is yucky. Yucky is the best way that I can describe what's going on weather-wise. For this Big 12 opener in week number 0, it's 0-0. I hope you bet the under. We got more coming back. It's D-Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
D-Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. If you're watching the game, tweet me your observations. We got like three TVs between Ben and I in these studios, so we are locked into the game. I got my computer up watching college football, too. This is like crack. Like, just inject this into my veins. First quarter over between Washington and Baltimore. 7-0. Baltimore leads Washington. Commanders put together a nice drive. They only got one of them in the first quarter because Baltimore's opening drive took up half of the quarter. They only got one. They put together a nice drive that was then squandered because Matt Gay missed a 53-yarder. They have not really brought in a ton of kicking competition this offseason, not nearly as much as I think they should have. This is hopefully going to make them switch their tune up a little bit. I don't know. Adam Peters has done a good job, a really, really good job building a roster. He just cannot get the kicking situation figured out. It's just a revolving door of kickers. And eventually that is going to cause some serious, serious issues. We got really lucky at times last year. Every year, Ben, before the season, I do this bit. It's like a personal thing, but I would encourage everybody to do it this year because it's a lot easier to do it this year. I just watch highlights from the year prior just to get me pumped up for football season. You know, we're just raining down with hope this year more so than ever. So I'm watching highlights from last year. Really, you know, the NFL put out like this 54-minute Jaden Daniels highlight. I'm basically watching that because he is the savior here. I'm watching that, and every time I watch that, I am reminded the doink in Tampa Bay was about as lucky as you are going to get.
Think about how different the dialogue this entire offseason would be if that kick misses and they don't go on to win that game. Everything is completely different.
Misses, goes to overtime, and then God forbid something happens in overtime that detracts you from getting to Detroit. Now, I still feel like with Jaden, they would have been all right. Like, they were kind of just slicing up Tampa Bay's defense in the second half.
Could have come down to a coin toss, though.
I know, that's stupid.
Well, actually, both teams get the ball
in overtime. In the new overtime rules, you would touch it each side at least once. But I don't want to put overtime to it. Like, I want to just do it, win as they did, right?
Yeah, I remember with 4.5 minutes when they got the ball back after they held them to a field goal or whatever it was to tie the game. I was like, all right,
it's like they're winning.
I was like, you gotta have the final possession here. You can't give Tampa the ball back.
Don't let them touch the ball again with 4 minutes, a lot of time. But anyway. That doink was a reminder of that kicking situation was tough last year. You know, Gonzalez did his job, but that kicking situation was tough. They just cannot find a kicker. And you need to have a kicker. If you can't make a 53-yarder in the preseason in a home game, why would we trust you in a potential road game late in the season or even a home game late in the season when you're playing Philadelphia late in the year, when you're playing Dallas late in the year? You end with divisional games. I need somebody to be able to make a damn kick. Matt Gay clearly cannot do it. But my biggest takeaway from that opening drive, Randy Coleman is a machine playing amongst boys right now. Coleman is playing today, and he was moving real estate on that opening drive. It was Coleman and Fant, George Fant, the guy that they picked up this week, who I kind of think might actually end up making this roster, Ben, just based off of that first drive. They are moving bodies. Coleman playing alongside Laremy Tunsil has been one of the elements as we lead up to the season that has excited me most. I liked Brandon Coleman at left tackle last year. I like him a whole lot more at left guard. Guard was kind of his more natural position in college. He kind of did a lot of everything for TCU because they had a litany of injuries in his final year there. But guard was what he ended up playing more than tackle for a majority of his time in college. His athleticism mixed with some of the concepts that Kliff Kingsbury is going to be dialing up in the run game now that you have a Deebo Samuel and now that you have a collection of running backs that allow you to do some different things and be more dynamic, Brandon Coleman is going to be a problem for the opposing defenses this year. He is just going to be a freak. And playing alongside Laremy Tunsil, I have hot takes coming for you in about 20 minutes. Five hot takes for the 2025 season. I got those coming in 20 minutes here on 106.7 The Fan. Brandon Coleman is a reason why some of these hot takes that I'm going to give you, Ben, exist. And the way that this offensive line is situated is why some of these hot takes exist. This offense is going to be a powerhouse. It was a powerhouse last year with not a lot of talent. Now they have a lot of talent, and I'm expecting that a Terry McLaurin contract is going to be very, very, very soon after this game is over. I did tweet this, so I do this bit every single day on Twitter. You can follow me at The Den Day. I do this bit every single day. I did not expect to be doing it this deep into August, admittedly, but every single day it's a great day to pay Terry McLaurin. That has changed a little bit because of some of the things that have happened this offseason. Now the bit is it's a great day for the Commanders and Terry to agree on an extension. Whatever that number is, just get it done. Stay here for the long term, and let's get this thing popping, right? I've done this every single day. It would be great if that ends today. Final preseason game, you get that thing wrapped up, get back to Ashburn on the bus, and then sign the contract. Get this out of the way. No more dark cloud. Terry McLaurin is there, by the way. He was not at the Cincinnati game. He is there. I would love this to be put to bed now. Just get him signed and then get him out there. Noah Brown was working out prior to this game as well. He's not playing, but Noah Brown was working out. It looked like he had some really good mobility and some really good speed. So I am really excited about what this offense is going to look like in 2025, and Brandon Coleman, I don't know that he'll play another drive here. We'll definitely keep our eye on it. Right now, Baltimore's going to score again. The defense cannot stop them right now. This is like classic revenge game. You guys broke our very important 24-game win streak in the preseason, and we are now going to punish you for breaking that very important 24-game win streak in the preseason. Baltimore is unstoppable right now on offense. Like, they just cannot, Washington cannot stop the run. I am holding out because no starters are playing, so it's making me feel good about this. I am still a little worried about this run defense. I'm hoping that Javon Kinlaw is the problem solver that Adam Peters hopes he is, because they still have some issues when it comes to stopping the run. And at this point, it doesn't even matter who the running back is. Like, you're going to play some good running backs because Saquon's really good. You're going to play Detroit again this year, so you'll see some good running backs. It doesn't matter who the running back is right now. They are just getting pushed around at the line of scrimmage on a regular basis. That does worry me as we get closer to the actual regular season where games actually matter, not whatever this is going on with the preseason. 14-0, offense takes the field when we get back. We'll see if Coleman is in there, see what they can do, and maybe get into the end zone and not settle for a Matt Gay field goal attempt. Please, I don't want to see him again. I don't want to see him again today. You got a 4th and 15 at the 40? I don't care. Trot Sam Hartman out there. Trot Josh Johnson out there and have a 4th and 15 call ready. I don't really want to see this Matt Gay guy anymore. If he's going to miss field goals that he should make, I don't want to see him. I've seen enough. Go get another kicker. Get a kicker that you can trust to make a 53-yarder in the freaking preseason. Lord have mercy. The offense is on the field. We'll break them down as we are doing. Watching some college football as well. Iowa State up 7-0 over Kansas State. I got five hot takes about the Commander season coming in about 15 minutes here on 106.7 The Fan. It's Denton Day, D-Day in D.C. on The Fan and the Team 980. Don't go anywhere. Damn it. I hate when bad things happen in preseason games right before we get back from commercial. It's D-Day in D.C., Denton Day on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Sam Hartman just picked off literally as Ben hit the music. He was looking for K.J. Osborne on an RPO. And what is most frustrating about that, I think, that would have been a big play. As a smart read by Sam Hartman, he pulled it well. The throw looked like it was going to be on target, but a guy on the defensive line got his hand up, deflected it into the air, and then Baltimore picked it off.
You lied to us, Den. You said when we get back, the offense will be on the field.
I lied.
You lied.
Well, technically, they're on the field, but they got to now get their ass off of the field after the interception. Sam Hartman did have a nice little scramble on what would have been basically a nothing play if he chucked it deep. Baltimore jumped off sides. He takes advantage, scrambles for 9 yards. I remember in the game against New England, the scramble kind of got him into some bit of a rhythm a little bit. So I was hoping we would see that here. Here's the thing, man. I really like Sam Hartman. He just is not playing great right now. And when I say right now, I mean the entire preseason action that we have seen from him in training camp practices. He's had some good moments, but he's also unfortunately had some not so good moments. He's 5 of 18 for 16 yards and a pick in 2 drives for Washington. Those numbers just aren't good.
I'm getting a lot of Heineke from him because he seems to really only make plays off schedule. Anytime he sat in the pocket with good protection and delivered the football,
not good. It just doesn't hit.
He's just got no accuracy.
Like, part of that might still be the shoulder, but I don't know how much we can blame the shoulder now in preseason game number 3. You know, in the game against New England, that was kind of your first real football for him in a long time. It's different than the practice stuff. First football in a long time. Oh, you know, the shoulder could be rusty, but we're at preseason game number 3, and you're just not seeing a whole lot of development. You're not seeing a whole lot of confidence. And if a quarterback's not confident and he's not generally playing a lot, because it's not like you never want to see Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson for that matter. You know, I don't want to see Marcus Mariota, if I'm being honest. I want to see nothing but Jaden in games at quarterback. But for a guy that's not playing a ton to not have confidence, you're averaging 2 yards. You can't do that in a passing game. That's supposed to be explosiveness. You look on the other side, and Cooper Rush is just slicing and dicing this defense up. 34 just took a terrible angle on a run. God almighty, that was awful. Who's 34? That's Antonio Hamilton Sr. I don't know that he's going to make that guy has 10 years of experience, and he took that bad of an angle?
That looked like Michael Davis.
Oh, my Lord in heaven. That was terrible. Just completely whiffing on the run there. That guy bounces it outside and takes it for another like 10 to 15 yards. Defense has been abysmal. This game is going to look way more on the scoreboard like the New England game than the Cincinnati game. I don't know that the offense is going to be able to put up a lot of points, and the defense cannot stop anybody right now. They literally cannot do anything. They've switched quarterbacks, so now it's Devin Leary, and Devin Leary is tossing dimes on the sideline. This is atrocious. It's 14-0 in that one if you care about the score. 11 minutes and change in the second quarter. In about 10 minutes, I got 5 hot takes for the Commanders 2025 season with real players that we will discuss. And then I'm going to ask for your hottest take of the 2025 season at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. That's going to come up here in about 10 minutes. There's a lot of guys on this field right now, though, Ben, that are I don't want to see again. Like, I'm good. I'm don't need to see him again. Luke McCaffrey has 3 catches for 5 yards. How is that even possible? Like, you would think just with the nature of throwing the football down the field, if you have 3 catches, you would have more than 5 yards.
They're not throwing it down the field to him, though. Everything's just been a quick pass right to him.
Quick pass, bubble screens that are not working. I don't know if that's more on Hartman or Luke. You know, Hartman did have a couple throws down the field. One, I think, to Chris Moore it was to KJ Osborne that was incomplete. He threw to Colson Yankoff, who's playing in this one, that was incomplete. He's not overly accurate. He doesn't have a whole lot of zip on the football. I need to see Josh Johnson. You know that Josh Johnson's going to be quarterback three on either the practice squad, or you keep three quarterbacks. I don't really need to see any more of Sam Hartman. I don't know that this is going to work. He's been fun to have for a year and some change. I know he's boys with Jaden. I just don't think he's playing good quality football right now. And if you cannot throw down the field, like Heinicke struggled throwing down the field, but he was throwing down the field more than Hartman was. At the very least, Heinicke had some YOLO balls. Hartman doesn't even have YOLO balls. His deep down the field passes are just completely off of the mark. Heinicke was at least giving his guy opportunities to catch it. I'm kind of done with the Hartman experience here. It sucks because he was good in college. Like that year at Notre Dame, I thought he played really well. He played on some really fun Wake Forest teams where they were just chucking the ball around the yard. Whatever the reason is, he just has not made that transition well. And again, I can't even blame the shoulder situation anymore. You're too deep into the preseason to still be pointing to the shoulder and say the shoulder is the issue that is being caused right now. He just has to be playing better at the quarterback position, and he is not. I don't think he's seeing the ball well or seeing the field very well. It's been a tough watch. And on the other side, you're getting Devin Leary and Cooper Rush just completely slicing and dicing up your defense. There's a different energy when Jaden and the starters are not playing. That speaks to the reason of why I never want to see a football game without Jaden Daniels. Like for the next 15 years, I never want to see a football game without Jaden Daniels. He brings, as the kids called, aura to the team, and everybody responds. That's why they played so well in the first half against Cincinnati. I know he only played four plays, but it was the fact that Jaden was there. There's just a different level of energy with number five on the field versus in street clothes.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, Sam Hartman has aura because he's hot, but he doesn't have aura on the field.
Wouldn't you be scared to make a mistake if Jaden Daniels was out there with you? I feel like everyone's got to be on their best behavior.
Everyone is locked in. They're like, hey, no ifs, ands, or buts. We're getting good quality reps in here. I mean, guys are trying to make the team, so like there shouldn't be excuses for the guys that are trying to make the team, and there are a lot of guys that are playing right now whose spots I don't think are solidified, specifically at wide receiver. If they keep six guys, I'm expecting that Luke is a part of that six. I'm expecting that Ja'Cory Brooks is part of that six. But I don't know that either one of those are pure locks, which means there is opportunities for Chris Moore, although he didn't play great in the New England game. I'd like to see him, catch the football today. There's opportunities for KJ Osborne, who they clearly like enough to have brought back from really not seeing him at all last year, outside of like the one game. They like Michael Gallup, although the fact that Michael Gallup isn't getting a whole lot of reps should kind of tell you how they feel about Michael Gallup. And if he's not playing special teams, which he's just not going to do, you don't retire and then come back to immediately be a special teams guy at the wide receiver position. They're guys that are trying to make the roster, and you're almost doing them a disservice at the moment by having Hartman in because you can't throw the ball down the field. All right, when we get back, I got five hot takes for the Commanders in their 2025 season. Five of them. I'm going to run them by Ben. He's going to tell me if they're too hot, maybe they're too cold. We'll get his take, and then we want your take. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. It's Denton Day in D.C.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.